is episode 55 of the Mommy Beta podcast, where we discuss topics of interest in the parenting world. I'm Jennifer, and on the line with me today are Alex and Natalie Gaffori. Today's show includes a look at the unhealthiest fast food kids' meals, what to do if your little one is bit by a tick, last-minute Father's Day ideas, and creative date night ideas at home, and whether you should tip your sitter or not. So before I dive into today's show, we would like to ask our fans to head over to iTunes and rate our show. It only takes 30 minutes and we love
30 seconds.
30 minutes. It should be an awesome review. It's going to be 30 minutes. It only takes 30 seconds and we'd love to hear from you and we'd love for others to learn about the show and your rating would really be a big help.
But if you want to spend 30 minutes writing about how much you love us, that's great too.
I know, right? I mean, I would.
We'll feature you on the podcast.
Right. Well, let's move on to this week's news. And today we're going to kick off the show with a recent study by a Childhood Obesity Epidemic. And that's a nonprofit advocacy group made up of nutritionists and physicians. And this is from an article from Shine, which is, a news component of Yahoo. And in the article, this advocacy group took a look at the calories, fat, sodium, sugar, and cholesterol content in kids' meals using data from 53 fast food restaurant websites. And they chose these restaurants because they supposedly participate in a Kids Live Well program, which is aimed at increasing the healthful options on their menus, which I think most of us have realized that includes, an option of the apple slices or the milk instead of the soda.
On top of the fries and the cheeseburger, the chicken nuggets.
Right. So what they did is they looked at these and they came out with a ranking or a rating of the top five worst meals that they found. And I was pretty surprised, well, at least by the first one that they chose, which is the Chick-fil-A grilled nuggets kids meal. And I thought this was interesting because they mentioned below in the article that the fried kids meal, the nuggets kids meal, actually has more fat in it, just only about a gram, but that they consider the grilled meal to be worse because grilled chicken is the largest source of PHIP, which is a potent carcinogen that may play a role in the development of types of cancers, which I'd never heard that.
Yeah, there was a big hubbub a few years ago when KFC came out with the grill. They have that grilled chicken about how it was full of carcinogens. And it's basically the same as if you barbecue it on your barbecue at home. You know, the kind of black sooty, you know, little stripes that get on your chicken apparently has carcinogens in it. I personally would never stop eating barbecued food because of that. I mean, maybe you shouldn't eat it three times a day, but I think it's a little unreasonable.
Yeah, that is interesting. I mean, and I don't really think about McDonald's actually taking it out on a grill. And no. I just imagine them popping like a piece of chicken that's been scientifically modified to look like grilled chicken.
Right.
To like an oven.
The microwave.
That sounds so tasty. Yeah, so they looked at Chick-fil-A, McDonald's. So the five worst are Chick-fil-A, McDonald's, Sonic's Kids Jr. Burger Meal, Burger King's Hamburger Kids Meal, and then Denny's Build Your Own Junior Grand Slam. So they're all aimed at kids, and they're supposed to be healthier, but they're really not.
What surprised me about the kids, the McDonald's meal, is I guess Sean took Dominic for his first Happy Meal a couple weeks ago.
How fun! And that's such an occasion.
Yeah, it was cute, right? So, you know, it wasn't matter anything when he came home and he told me. I was like, oh, okay, you know, that's cute. But what I was surprised is, because he said he got like the healthy options, I was surprised that it comes with fries and apple slices. Mm-hmm. I thought the apple slices were a substitute for the French fries.
Hmm.
So and that's, you know, this is the second place worst meal is the McDonald's cheeseburger Happy Meal, which is probably what he had. And it just seems like if you're going to try to make it healthy, why don't you just take out the fries and just do the apple slices?
I'm thinking, you know, even if they did, they would probably get some slashback from parents who, you know, didn't mind the fries. So I would think it's going to have to be a bigger part on the parent just to take the apple or take the fries out maybe.
Yeah.
Well, it's a choice to order it off the menu. You're saying, hey, hold the fries, give me the apple slices, you know?
Right.
It's not as though you're like, where are the fries? When you order the apple slices. But yeah, I agree. You can just take them out. And I think most of us know when we're going to these places, we're not expecting these to be low-calorie, right, healthy meals.
Right.
And one of the readers, I think it was, is her name Mary Ellen Schellenberg?
Right.
On Facebook had a really good point, and she said what she didn't agree with was, you know, of course they had to have something to compare against one another, apples to apples, which is why they looked at the nutritional content. But you know, many more of these items are more processed, mm-hmm, than others. You know, if you look at McDonald's chicken nuggets versus Chick-fil-A's nuggets, there's a big difference there when you're biting into it as to, you know, the texture and whether you can tell it's chicken or not.
Right.
So, I mean, the McDonald's one, it seems as though it would be much unhealthier because it's, you know, so much more overly processed.
Mm-hmm. And they do point that out about the Grand Slam. One of the things that they say is bad about that is that it has turkey bacon. And this is something I learned on Oprah with Dr. Oz years ago, is that turkey bacon isn't necessarily better than bacon because, first of all, it's processed, which is what they mention here. And I believe Dr. Oz said that it usually has more sodium than regular bacon, too. And I just don't think it tastes as good. So I never buy turkey bacon.
Yeah, you know, and Natalie can attest to this. I love bacon. I used to love bacon. I used to love hot dogs. Used. Now
I still love bacon.
I love bacon, but I don't like to eat it anymore. I just think about it in the back of my mind of like how processed it is and how all these studies are coming out about
bacon
how
with brown sugar.
Ooh, that sounds amazing.
And then you put it in the broiler and just put it on a cookie sheet so the fat kind of drips down.
Ooh, so you broil it with the brown sugar on it?
Mm-hmm. And then the fat will, and you put it on a cookie sheet on top of a baking sheet so it catches all the oil. Oh, side note.
Yeah. But I've pretty much given it up, surprisingly.
I'm surprised by that. I have not given up bacon or hot dogs.
Either.
I don't eat hot dogs very often, but.
Yeah. Well, speaking of not very often, this study is one thing and it's great, I think, to keep note of, but we all say everything in moderation. It's not like we're going to be eating fast food, you know, three times a day.
Right. I think that the problem with this is that when they're talking about the obesity epidemic, it's the kids whose parents, maybe they don't have time to make a meal every day. Maybe they don't have cash to buy certain groceries at the store. And I'm not encouraging that or anything, but it's the kids who are eating this regularly, like you
right.
said.
And I mean, there are neighborhoods where you can find a McDonald's and a Burger King and a this and that much, much more easily than you can find a grocery store that has fresh produce,
yes,
you know? And I think that's one of the biggest problems is that, you know, sometimes parents are just trying to do what they can. And, you know, maybe a parent who doesn't have access to the, you know, fresh food that they want, they say, oh, okay, well, at least I'm going to get the healthy options for my kid. Mm-hmm. And they think they're doing a good thing. And yeah, they probably are doing better than getting the other option, but it's not quite as good as they probably think it is, which I think is where it comes, you know, where it really gets kind of unfair.
Mm-hmm. It's hard. Well, you can check out the article. We'll link to it in the show notes. It's on Shine, as we mentioned, and you can see if your little one has been enjoying any of these snacks. Again, most of them were under 500 calories, I believe. So, I mean, I think they said the calorie intake for a child over four, it should be, you know, 2,000, which is, I guess, the adult calorie content.
I was surprised. That seemed like a lot.
It seems like a lot to me.
The kids run around and they're growing.
Yeah, I was curious about the toddler one. So if anyone finds that, what the calorie intake is, let me know. Well, next up is a post that I wrote this past week, and it was something horrifying that happened last week to me. I was giving Elle a bath after we had been at the park. It was a more woodsy park we don't normally go to, and I noticed something in her hair, and I thought it was maybe a piece of fuzz or some kind of goop that got stuck, and I kept trying to get it out. And then I looked closer and saw it was a tick. It was attached to her head. It wasn't like crawling, and I'm like, oh my God.
That gives me the chills.
That picture is like, oh my God, it's in her, it's like it's in her skull. I would have freaked out.
I literally went, oh. So basically, my called my mother-in-law, who is a dermatologist, and I assumed removes these things all the time. She removes splinters, all this kinds of stuff. And she told me to keep moving it around my finger, and it would get confused and release, and then I could just pull it off. Well, I did this for probably 7 or 8 minutes, and I kept getting worried that I was going to knock the body off.
Yeah.
And I was home alone. She was in the bath. It was kind of slippery. It's not like the easiest place to hold your child's, your toddler's head still and pull the tick off. So I made the executive decision to get her out of the tub, get her dressed, and take her over to our after hours clinic, which is literally like a mile away, luckily. And we were seen probably within 10 minutes. It was really lucky.
Wow,
but when
that's great.
Yeah, yeah. I actually had opened the door because I was wondering where the doctor was or how long it would be because, of course, we hadn't made an appointment. And then the doctor came around the corner. So I was happy about that.
Nice.
Yeah. So she said that there's not really any specific, you know, there's no recommended way to do this or a way that just is going to get the tick out all at once. People do it all the time and our doctors, they can either get it all out at once or they can sometimes, you know, pull the body off and have to get the other parts out by tweezing. So, of course, I'm cringing and freaking out. And so she got these big pairs of tweezers and I had brought the iPad at the last minute so I could keep Elle entertained. And it actually worked. So I recommend that to anyone who's taking their kid to this one of these places for a tick bite. But she held.
That's good advice even for like a broken arm or a big splinter or anything like that. I think, you know, it sounds like at least it would help a little bit.
Yeah, I felt because I've been to the after hours clinic before and she just wants to crawl around on everything. And I guess maybe when you even go to the pediatrician's office, if you don't want them crawling around all over the toys or something like that, if they have a, you know, a cold that you want, don't want them spreading, but they still want to do stuff, that could work too. So she took these big pairs of tweezers and held them against her head and basically squeezed and sort of tugged for about a minute. And then miraculously, the tick released and she pulled it off. But
was it moving?
It was still alive. It was still alive, yes.
Ooh.
So she put it in a little container for me to take to the local health department so they could test it to see if it had the bacteria that could cause Lyme disease or would cause it, which I would highly recommend doing. So always keep the tick. My niece was diagnosed with Lyme disease, I think maybe when she was around 8, she was doing gymnastics and all these sports, and she started having these joint pains. And yeah, she was diagnosed with it and thankfully has been cured with antibiotics, but it's just not one of those things to play around with. It's really spreading, you know, across the country. So I looked online to see if there were any tips or anything about, you know, removing ticks. And they say that, I think, have you guys heard of any remedies or ways to get rid of ticks?
I remember hearing something about a match. You take a match and you blow it out and then you kind of put the hot end of the match next to the skin and it makes them go away. But I wouldn't do that to my child.
Yeah,
so.
That's the only thing I've heard. I've heard actually getting the lighter and putting it up to your skin, but I wouldn't do that to a child or an adult. But I see how the flame or the
heat
can make
kids.
It come out.
I actually thought of it because I've had a tick before, maybe one or two. But my dad actually, I was older and it was on my back and he actually lit the end of the tick and it did let go, surprisingly.
Oh, wow.
But of course, my daughter, it's in her hair. I'm not going to light her hair. So I had heard that too. There have been, I've read some things online that said that doesn't always work. And then sometimes it can cause the tick to sort of regurgitate what it's taken in and back into your skin, which can cause an infection or something like that. And then the other thing I'd read was like covering it with Vaseline. It'll suffocate it and make it want to come out. They say, no, does not work. It'll finish what it's doing. And the most important thing is to get it out quickly, I mean, very soon after you see it. But don't, you know, hastily rip it out or anything like that. You need to be careful when you do it.
I'm just impressed by how calm you stayed because I mean, maybe it's because you've had one yourself, or I'm not sure what it is, but I'm very impressed that you kept your cool head and you got her to the doctor, and it seems like everything went just fine. So bravo.
Thank you. It's scary. But I mean, I guess the number one thing, I just wanted to share this because for parents, just to remember, like, don't throw it away. Don't throw the tick away. Take it to your local health department or ask your pediatrician where to send it to make sure that it doesn't have any bacteria, because that's the most important thing.
Because then you don't have to worry about it. Like, otherwise, if you hadn't have done that, you would constantly be worrying if she was going to get sick.
Right. Yeah. You have to wait about 6 weeks for the symptoms to appear, which include like a rash and fever and things like that. So,
good job, yeah. Jennifer.
Thank you. Well, let's take a moment in the show to thank one of our sponsors, Gazelle.com. And if you haven't been to Gazelle.com, be sure to go and check it out. It's GAZZELDC.com. Did I confuse you guys even more?
Gazelle.com. Yes.
So if you're thinking of upgrading to a new iPhone or iPad or other cool gadget, you can go on Gazelle and see what your gadget's worth. And you get the offer you get for your gadget's free. You don't have to pay for anything. You can ship your gadgets to Gazelle for free and you get paid fast. You might even get more back than what they originally quoted if your description or if your device is in better condition than they thought. And they accept several categories of gadgets, and every one is worth a dollar or more. Every gadget that is worth a dollar or more, qualifies for free shipping. So be sure to go and check them out. And if you do, tell them Mommy Beta sent you, and let us know if you get some great stuff, and make sure you use those credits. You might get a credit to Amazon. If you do that, then you get more money, and let us know if you buy anything. So next up in the show, where is my little rundown list? Father's Day.
Oh, we can't forget about that.
I did. Just kidding. I knew it was coming up, but the weekend kind of snuck up on me.
It came up fast this year.
I did. I feel like it was Mother's Day, and then all of a sudden it was Father's Day.
I
guess, which is normal, but they're too close together. I want more time to relish Mother's Day.
I know. Well, we're Mother's Day all year round.
I wish.
So have you girls gotten your things together, your gifts?
Yeah.
What's Josh getting? Can you tell us?
I can, because he probably won't be listening to this, at least not before Father's Day. So he collects tequila. So I got him a really nice bottle of tequila. Fancy. And a collector's item. It's a tequila book. And then I'm looking over. Oh, he wanted a tie, like a kit for traveling so he could put his ties in and they don't get wrinkled. I got him that. And a little sweater. And then kind of the big thing, that family thing we're doing, is that we're going to brunch. Reese is taking him to SPQR, which is a restaurant in San Francisco. Yeah, we're just going to hang out together. I think I also might let him. I might not give him any issues for watching football. I mean, not football, basketball tomorrow.
Playoffs.
Yes. Maybe I'll take Reese out and have a play date.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah, what are you guys doing?
Share the tequila name with me so I can check it out for Tom.
I will.
What about you, Nat?
Well, Sean had mentioned that he really likes going somewhere where he can just kind of like hang out and use a sauna and go in the steam room and go in the hot tub. And since we canceled our gym membership a while ago, he doesn't get to do those things anymore. So I got him a gentleman's pedicure at a local spa that has all of those amenities. So he can go and he can spend the whole day there, and he can go out in the steam room and, you know, just kind of relax a little bit, sit in the sun and read and have lunch. And then he's going to get his first pedicure.
That's
so
awesome. Is he open to that? Josh,
he
won't
is.
Do it.
I made sure. I've been trying to get him to do it for like 3 years.
Are his feet that bad?
His feet aren't that bad, but he just has the most awful toenails. It's genetic, because Dominic has them too. They're just like a really weird shape. And the way he cuts them, they're like – he cuts them straight across, so they're all like jagged and pointy at the ends. It's awful.
That is hilarious. Oh, see, Josh has really pretty feet. But he does. He'll even say it. He's like, why do I have to go? My feet are nice looking. But I think it just feels nice. I'm like, it does. They rub, they give you a massage, and he will not do it. So yeah. I've been trying since I've known him.
Yeah, so I finally convinced Sean. He doesn't know that he's getting that, but
oh, that's exciting!
And I added the paraffin dip. Have you guys ever had that?
Yeah, in the manicure? Very nice.
Where you stick your feet in the wax?
Yeah, it's my favorite thing ever. So I put that little ad on for him just as something kind of special. And I don't know.
Spoiling him, he's going to expect this every month now.
No, hopefully not, but. Yeah, so I think it'll be a nice, relaxing day for him. He's not going to do it on actual Father's Day. I'll give it to him Father's Day, and then he can make his appointment for later. But on actual Father's Day, I think we're going to go have a little picnic at his old elementary school, which he loves going to. It's up in the woods, and let Dominic run around.
Watch out for ticks.
Oh, seriously.
Yes.
And then we'll have his dad and brother-in-law and everybody over for dinner on Sunday night. So
that sounds so nice.
Yeah, it should be a nice little day.
Fine.
What about Tom? Is Tom getting lucky?
Is he getting spanked for meth?
Well, I was going to ask you if you're going to have Dominic go with Sean, and they could do a little daddy and me pedicure.
He needs it. I mean, his toes are – I don't know if I like messed up and didn't trim his nails for a long time or something once and that made them all messed up, or if they're just weird like Sean's. His hands and feet. They're exactly his hands and feet. So I'm pretty sure they're just weird, but –
Well, Sean will love it. I remember years ago when you got him a massage package at the same place I'd gotten Tom, and Sean had gone on and on about how this woman massaged his butt. How she was great, because that was really funny.
That was a good massage. She's a sucker for that. I hope they give him a good foot rub. I hope they don't rub anywhere else. No foot massages.
I heard they're putting a crackdown on that in San Francisco.
Yeah, this is a classier establishment.
Well, Tom is – he actually bought his own Father's Day gift. It's a little pricey, but it's a new cell phone. He has a work phone, but he wanted a more fun phone. And so I think it's one of the new Androids. I don't even know what it's called. We've been having a debate over Android versus iPhone. But
is it the really big one?
No, I don't think so.
Any bigger than the iPhone?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think he said the screen was bigger.
Yeah. A friend of mine came over and it looked so much bigger, but it's because she had an extra battery on the back of it. But the screen is bigger than the iPhone.
Huh. So he got that, and then I'm also getting him some old-fashioned glasses for his scotch that are monogrammed, because he doesn't really have any of those.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and I'm going to try to make it sort of a Father's Day weekend. So hopefully by the time he gets home, my tornado of a house will look spotless and beautiful, and there'll be bolognese sauce on the stove and homemade pasta to boil. And
Wow, look at you.
You're ambitious.
I know, right?
Someone's coming over to help?
Elle's going to help. I'm going to have her run the pasta machine. I've been training her. And then I'm going to make a nectarine cake. I guess it's just a plain cake that has nectarines in it. And then
we'll be over at 8.
Okay, sounds good. Then planning on
frozen ravioli in the
I don't do this all the time. Obviously, it's a special weekend, so I'm hoping it turns out, and we'll see. I don't know.
It's a lucky man.
But we just put up a Father's Day gift guide on our website, and we have a few of them on here that are pretty funny. Would you girls ever get your man spanked?
I was going to ask you about this, because Josh, after I had already reviewed it, he said he looked at it because it was in draft form, the blog, and he said, "Spanks? What is this?" And he's like, "I hope you would never, ever get these for me."
So, yeah, maybe we shouldn't have put that on there. It's not something you kind of get for someone else.
No.
Like if my husband gave me Spanx, I would be pretty
pissed. Be offended.
I know, right? I don't know.
So where did you get that from?
Where did I get it? Yeah. I just found it. I was looking through different gift guides. I can't remember which specific one.
Yeah, it's heard of them before. And I think they make sense, but I think they have to be something you buy for yourself.
They have
and you don't tell anyone about.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably a good point. We don't tell anyone when we're at a wedding and we have Spanx on. So.
No, actually, I think I told everyone that I had Spanx on the other day.
You're pregnant. Doesn't matter. Not when you're,
pregnant.
Not pregnant.
I think the coolest thing on the gift guide was the cruisin' cooler.
Yeah.
I thought this was super cool, too. They're pretty expensive, though. I don't know if y'all looked at the price.
Mm-hmm. How much was it?
I think there were some that were like $200, $250.
Well, if it's like a scooter and a cooler.
Yeah, I can totally see Sean cruising around on this thing. It's basically a scooter with wheels and a little seat and a little handlebar, and it can go up to 10 miles on an electric model and 30 miles on gas model. Wow. Which is pretty cool. And you can hook them together. You can hook a little trailer to it for your dog. It's called Cruisin' Cooler.
They should make one that has like big beach tires that works on the beach, because that's the worst part about, you know, like going to the beach, hauling your cooler across the sand, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But would the scooter really work in the sand?
Well, that's, they need to make one, like a dune buggy.
Oh, that's
one.
What you just said. Okay.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And this iPhone controlled helicopter looks pretty cool. You got that for Sean, or Sean bought it for himself?
Sean bought it for himself a while ago. Kind of un-Father's Day related, but I guess there was a Groupon for it and it was pretty cheap, and he was just thought it was the coolest thing ever and figured Dominic would think it was cool. And I came home the other day and Dominic was already in bed and it was all out of the box on the table. He was like, I was flying it around the house, but I had to stop because I was afraid it was going to hit the TV.
He'll have to go in the backyard.
Yeah, so I'm sure it will come out this weekend.
Cute. And then we have some fashion items on here. A bow tie, which I asked Tom this morning. I said, would you ever wear a bow tie? And he's like, no.
I asked Josh that too. He's absolutely not.
I can see both of them in a bow tie. I think Sean asked me the other day if he could pull off a bow tie, and I told him no.
Oh, I think he could.
I can see Tom and Josh in bow ties because they're kind of like more hip.
I don't know. I see Sean out of all of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Well, maybe I'll have like a preppy afternoon barbecue, and it'll be bow tie required.
That's
so
awesome.
Everyone will have to wear it.
Yeah. Oh, I like it. That'd be make fun. Everybody wear bow ties to Elle's birthday party.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah, bring your toddler and wear a bow tie and a long sleeve button down shirt. And so the other one on here is bonobos. Have you guys heard of these or tried them? They're pants.
No.
They have different
items. Why are they so special?
You know, I don't know, but the minute I saw them on Tom, I was like, wow, those pants look really good on you. And then, every pair he's bought since have been great, and they've just really taken off. So I don't know. You just have to put them on, and then they arrive kind of big, and they shrink up when you wash them. Not a ton, but enough to make it snug in the right places.
Did you buy them bigger?
No. I think it's just your regular size, and then they just come like that. I don't know why.
Sean doesn't like the tight ones because he can't get his wallet and his phone in his pockets. He's I try to get him to buy the slimmer ones, and he's better now than he used to be. But you know, I end up carrying his phone half the time when he's wearing them.
Well, it's important to note these are not tight; they just hug at the right places, so like give that nice little curve to your booty. But it's not like skin tight on your booty. It's just
so they have built-in men's Spanx.
They do not. But their pockets are different colors, like different patterns and stuff, so make it look even cooler.
That's cute.
Yeah. So those are some ideas for Father's Day. And if you have any you want to share, please send our way. And we're going to wrap up. Let's first say a big thank you to Bake Me a Wish. And I know many of you moms out there are probably ordering a cake from Bake Me a Wish for your hubby, or even your dad who's across the country for Father's Day. It is a 24-hour delivery service, so you still have time, I believe, right?
I think so.
Gourmet cake delivery overnight. I think my dad might actually love this. I haven't got my dad anything but a card. I'm the worst daughter
Jennifer.
Ever. I never know what to get him. I don't.
I actually got my dad to like send me links of things he wanted, which is impossible because he always says, don't get me anything. But
I know. That's what my dad says.
Oh, you guys are so great. For the father-in-laws and dad, I do now pictures of Reese and them and kind of frame it, and that's it.
Oh, that's good.
They love it.
Present.
It's like I can't.
Well, I made one of those Tiny Prince cards that has the photo, you know, of them together on it. So that's sort of the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just,
no, that's better than a generic card for sure.
Yeah.
Natalie Gaffori, I just heard the mother in you come out. Jennifer.
Hey, I know. I already feel guilty about it. But
she's
I just
got her hands full with all the homemade pasta, all yes. right?
I know. Well, so check them out, bakemeawish.com. They have all types of cakes and goodies and even brownies if your dad's a brownie fan. So, and they have over 25 flavors and they all look really delicious. And they'll even personalize it with a little Happy Father's Day plaque that's made of chocolate and imported from Belgium. Mm-hmm. So check them out. And if you do, tell them mommybeta.com or Mommy Beta sent you and let us know if your dad likes it or your hubby. Well, we're going to wrap up the show with one final article that was on Baby Center. It was a blog. And it's about a mom who's really craving a date night. And unfortunately, she can't find a sitter. And or afford a sitter, either one. She's talking about how expensive sitters are, and then she throws out some ideas for date nights in rather than going out after the babies are down or the toddlers or whoever. And so I wanted to throw this out there and see if you ladies have date nights in, and then also talk about cost of sitters. And one big question that was debated quite a bit in this blog is whether you tip a sitter or not.
I can start with that question. So, well, first, and Natalie Gafori said this, that the cost of a sitter that they cited in this article is $15.50. And Natalie, you said you thought that was kind of low.
Yeah, I mean.
So I was going to say, I find most of my sitters on urbansitter.com, and I pay anywhere from $13 to $18. And the $13 is somebody who doesn't have a ton of experience, but they're, you know, they're going to nursing school. They want to be nurses, and they're really good with kids. Well, I have them come over and meet Reese. But I do tip if I'm only paying them $13 and they fold my laundry.
Ooh.
Yes. And then if I'm going to pay them $18, I ask them ahead of time if they would mind folding laundry. Because I feel $18 while the kid's asleep, it's just a lot of money.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, I've interviewed so many people that I've found a lot. So usually if I have a sitter, I'm paying anywhere from $13 to $18, preferably $13, and they do laundry. So I give them, you know, like $5 to $10 tip, which, you know, I think is fair.
You know, do you leave your laundry like on the couch for them?
No, I ask them ahead of time.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, like, when they come, like, is the laundry just sitting in the chair?
Yeah, it's just kind of in a basket in the living room.
Yeah, I don't think I'd want somebody else to fold my laundry. I'm very particular about it.
Yeah, after Reese, I got over it. I remember when my mom and mother-in-law were here folding Reese's laundry, I would refold every single shirt and every single pair of pants, and it just became too much. And now, like, I don't care who does this, as long as it's folded. I do make, after it's folded, I put them in neat little piles of, because I want them to go a certain way in her drawer. But yeah, so anyway, so that helps me a lot. That takes, you know, that saves me 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm my nanny folds our laundry, the one that comes twice a week while I'm doing work.
Doesn't
and
it
I
help
love
a lot?
It. Oh my gosh, it does. It's great.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't tip a sitter. I get confused on who we're supposed to tip or not tip. I hate going to the hairstylist because I don't know if I'm supposed to tip the girl that washes my hair. How do I tip her? Do I slip her, you know, a dollar?
Interesting. I usually tip just the person who's cutting my hair. And I never have more than one person doing my hair. So you have two separate people?
Well, sometimes. Sometimes they have someone that cuts. Sometimes they have one that colors.
Yeah, my old salon was like that. And I think you are technically supposed to tip the shampoo girl, but I don't know how it works.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think with the tipping thing, I remember this from doing wedding planning, is that if the person is kind of like running their own business and all of the money is going into their pocket, that you don't necessarily tip them. But if they're working for like an agency or a company that's taking the money and then giving them a little bit, then it makes more sense to tip them if you're comfortable with it, which I think is kind of an interesting way. I mean, I don't know if that's the right etiquette for babysitters, but sometimes I'll like round up with a babysitter if it's, you know, if they're $13 an hour and it's going to be, you know, $26. Sometimes I'd give them $30 if I don't have the right change or whatnot. Mm-hmm. But I don't think unless they go and do something, you know, totally above and beyond, I don't think I'm into tipping sitters.
Yeah, no, I usually don't tip sitters. The other thing is if they're, like, I know Reese loves them and, you know, some of them will straighten my house. They'll just put all the toys away and do any dishes. I will round up. or mm-hmm. say, oh, here's an extra $5 because I know you took the bus here, or and just kind of acknowledge that I'm giving them a little bit extra.
Right.
Yeah. We do a holiday bonus. Since our nanny's been working for us, you know, for over a year, then like the end of the year, we'll give her a bonus.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. So let's talk about date nights really quick, because we don't get out enough. And I do like the idea of date nights, and but it's hard not for everything not to seem, I guess, redundant of like, okay, let's just cuddle up and watch Game of Thrones on TV, which I love. So I don't really have a problem with, but I was wondering if you girls did any of these ideas that this girl threw out, like board games or a painting party. I did not see us doing this. Might be fun to paint each other. So what about...
We used to play board games. I mean, Jennifer knows. She's the only person who may be as competitive as I am. We actually used to play games pretty regularly before Dominic was born, but not so much now. I think usually our date nights at home are like a Friday or Saturday night when I cook a nice meal and then we watch a movie instead of TV. That's usually kind of the extent of the in-home date nights. We don't get super creative.
That's funny. That's pretty much ours. We DVR a lot. And so like Friday and Saturday night, look forward to that. But I feel like we get sitters 2 to 3 times a week. And just because we have birthdays or friends stuff to go to in the evening. So I would say 2 to 3 times a week we're out and about, even if it's not just us.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I'm feeling like we go out a lot when I tell people that, and I didn't realize how much it's been. Like this week we were both out twice already.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. Wow.
Yeah, we get out, I'd say twice a month.
Yeah, that's probably maybe
including,
once a month.
But including going to other people's stuff, like not just you two?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think there are probably 2 nights a month where Sean's mom watches Dominic, and that would be, you know, for birthday parties or, or when we go out, and it's pretty much it.
Yeah.
We've only hired a sitter probably like, I think twice. We're going to do it in a couple weeks. It'll be the third time. So, you know, we don't want to kind of overuse his mom, you know, because it's her time off too. She works all week long. So I think we're trying to be really conscious of that. So yeah, we don't do it a whole lot. We take him with us to stuff that's early enough in the day. So it's not like we sit at home all the time.
No, I feel like you guys are so active.
We go visit the grandparents a lot, but my mother-in-law has a hurt knee now. And so, we too find it very hard to find sitters. I mean, I think it's easier in the city because you have the university and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Here it's more difficult. I did think one of the commenters on the blog had something really and really cute to say about her parents. And she said that they would go on Friday nights and have an early evening babysitter come that was, you know, pretty affordable. And they'd do all the hard that would have to do all the hard work of putting the kids to bed. Mm-hmm. And so her parents would go to a local dive bar and have some cheap beers and pizza and then go to the grocery store and be home by 8:30 when the kids were sound asleep. So they got, you know, the grocery out of the way. They got to relax over some beers and pizza and then got a night free of wrangling bedtime. And she said they did it almost every Friday for 10 years.
Wow.
Sounds
really great. I don't know about the grocery shopping, but the pizza and beer and missing bedtime, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I think I would spend so much more on groceries if Sean was there putting stuff in the cart.
Right. I would spend a lot less.
Yeah, we have the opposite problem.
We balance it. It's balance act, you know, balancing act. Okay, well, we'll wrap things up. Thank you, ladies, so much for your time today. And check out the show or check out the show notes for links to these articles. And if you have any ideas for date nights or any feedback to share on the show, please do so at mb@mommybeta.com. And have a happy Father's Day.
And yes, happy Father's Day to all of our amazing fathers, or all of the amazing fathers out there.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I know we have some daddies that are listening to us, so have a great weekend.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks. Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I'm so proud of you.